And joining me live in studio is Kelsey Rammel. Kelsey is the North Lincoln County Foster Care Coordinator and has an office in Afton. Office is also in Kemmer and South Lincoln County as well. Hey, Kelsey. Good morning. Hi. How are you today?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Well, I appreciate you coming in studio. You reached out to me to see if we could talk more about the program, and I'm glad you did, because I'll be honest, I didn't even know that it was here. So
yeah, exactly.
I'm learning right along with all of our listeners today. So first, Kelsey, tell us what you do with the foster care system in North Lincoln County and kind of what your role is.
Okay. I've been with the Department of Family Services for about 8 months. And my role as the foster care coordinator is to recruit and train and retain foster parents. So I also support them when they have a foster child in their home for whatever they might need.
Okay. And how long have you been doing this?
For 8 months.
Okay. So is the program new to Lincoln County? It's been here for a while. You're just kind of new to the program.
Yep,
is that right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yep.
So let's talk about then, how it all works. Let's start with the child first.
Sure.
What process do they go to when you try and help them find a family?
Right. So I think it's important to know what a foster child is. Sometimes we don't quite know. But a foster child is someone that was taken into protective custody by law enforcement because their home or their home situation was not safe in that moment. So what the foster family does is they provide a safe home and space for that foster child while the Department of Family Services supports their family with the goal of reunification as quickly as possible.
Okay.
Yeah.
I understand.
So, yeah.
And so when you try and find a family for a child, are you looking to keep them local or?
Absolutely.
I mean, it seems like that would be best, right?
Yep.
So you're trying to keep them within the community?
Yep, absolutely. We currently have 5 foster homes in North Lincoln County, which isn't many. We have about 10 children in foster care in North Lincoln County and Star Valley. However, some of those children are being fostered by relatives. So a relative can foster another relative.
I see.
But the need is definitely here. And, we are calling on all of those that would like to be foster parents.
What's that process like then? Let's talk more about being a foster family or foster parent. What needs to happen for that to take place?
Sure. So that is a compilation of background checks, an application process, and some training that needs to happen. It is in depth, and as we would expect, I guess, if these adults are going to care for the children of our community. But I do a lot of that work for them, I think. It's mostly the training that I feel like is the most encompassing thing.
Okay. And what kind of training? Maybe give us some details there.
It's a online training, and it's also I come into the home and provide some of that. But it's basically sort of how to navigate the system and the child and what they could have been exposed to and all kinds of things like that.
Again, with Kelsey Rammel this morning, she is with the Department of Family Services and the North Lincoln County Foster Care Coordinator. So, Kelsey, I guess the question is, why should someone be interested in becoming a foster parent? Why do people do that?
I think it's mostly just how rewarding it is for those families. If you feel like you could provide that safe space with, the child wouldn't otherwise have one. And we don't always have a home for these children to go to. So I think mostly it's just rewarding being able to offer that to those children that need it.
Kelsey, you mentioned that the Department of Family Services continues to work to try and reunite the family together where possible.
Absolutely.
So are there situations where a foster family could be just a few months as opposed to long term? How does that work?
Yeah. So, when that initial crisis happens where the child is taken, we don't know a whole lot about that whole situation most of the time. They could be with a foster family for a weekend until grandma drives down from Utah and can grab them and help out. They could be with them for over a year if it takes that long to support family and try to get that home a safe place. You kind of never know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when you talk about being a foster family, then it usually entails having multiple children kind of come in and out then. Am I understanding that correctly at various times?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, Kelsey, very valuable information. How do people get in touch with you? And maybe what are the resources available to learn more?
Yeah. So there's a Facebook page, which is Foster Care in North Lincoln County. They can also call my number directly, as I would be the one that's going to help them out, which is 307-699-4197. There's also a website, the DFS, Wyoming DFS website, has a foster care link, and you can fill out all your contact information and I will access it through there and I can get a hold of you.
And as you mentioned, for our South Lincoln County listeners, an office also in Kemmer, and I'm assuming they can find their resources the same way.
Exactly.
Perfect.
Exactly.
Kelsey, another question I'm sure comes up quite a bit is the financial commitment to something like this. What does that look like for a family?
I want to say that people don't do this for the money. They really don't. There is a stipend that you get monthly to help with reimbursement of that child or children. And that varies depending on the need of the child. Also varies if there's a sibling group, maybe, you know. But we make the process of becoming a foster parent as effortless and free as possible. We really don't, you know, these people are stepping up out of the kindness of their heart. We don't want finances to be an issue. And I try to support them through that, through the whole process. I don't want money out of their own pockets.
Sure.
If I can help it.
Sure.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you're looking for all kinds of families, right? I'm assuming there's probably not a prototypical foster family. I'm assuming it's all different.
No, not necessarily. I have families that have 6 biological children of their own, and they're still foster families for us whenever we need them. I have single men and women. That part we're not too worried about.
Does the question ever come up with some of the children that come in and out of homes, you know, safety and safety for their own kids and that kind of thing?
Yeah, absolutely. I do have a lot of foster parents that say, hey, I would be happy to foster, but I want to make sure that the kids are younger than my own kids. I'm not comfortable with older than my own. And that's fine. And we respect that. They absolutely have the say in who comes into their home. I think that's a great thing about foster care is that you do have the ability to say, hey, give me a little more information and I can tell you if this is a good time in my life to be able to help you out, or if we're about to go on vacation next week, I'm probably not a great source for you right now, you know? So they do have a lot of say of who comes into their home, as they should.
Kelsey Rammel with the North Lincoln County Foster Care Coordinator. And Kelsey, maybe just remind us one more time, contact and resources.
Yep, absolutely. So going on to the DFS website would be your best bet. There's a contact information. You can also call me directly at 307-699-4197.
Kelsey, thanks so much for stopping by today.